You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen.
Touchdown!
Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. And, you know, it's 4th of July. We're all Americans. We're all together. So instead of actually a loser tweet, there was one that made me smile. It was one that was posted. It's a picture of Thomas Jefferson, and it says, Thomas Jefferson, July 3rd, 1776. And the quotes are, "Crap, that's due tomorrow."
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
There's your little chuckle of the day.
Yes, there you have it. That's a good one. Usually, the social media's biggest loser is actually Joe makes it Mulsey or Donnie, because they have their Awaken 180. So he also makes it a positive, not a negative.
There you go.
Right?
There you go. Oh, this has been fun. This is cool.
Absolutely. Tomorrow I got something pretty cool. I'm solo tomorrow again, because I'm sure Joe has, you know,
a golf date.
A golf date. You know, I don't know if he's playing Pebble Beach or, you know, Augusta, but I'm sure it's one of the best courses in America, or, you know, because he gets invited. He gets invited to more courses than anybody I know. But tomorrow at noon in studio, I will be joined by Scott Blasey, who is the lead singer of the Clarks.
Yeah.
So that'll be a pretty cool
segment.
Oh, that's
segment. Cool.
He did a segment with me, did an hour with me on KDKA when I was on KDKA a couple of year and a half ago. So I figured a holiday weekend, you know, what's something a little different that I think people will enjoy? He's great. Did you know he's a really good basketball player?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he was a really good guy. He didn't play for the varsity team, I don't think, at Indiana, at IUP, but he apparently was a legend in, like, the intramurals and all that other stuff.
No kidding.
Avid swimmer, golfer, you know.
He's 9 straight threes?
He's never made 9 threes. But he's tried.
I will say this. I actually believe that Chris did that. I do.
How many people have you ever met? How many people have you ever met that have made 9 straight threes?
This side of the NBA? Not a lot. So I was rebounding him for him during our 5-alarm marathon over at the court by where we were at the Green Tree Volunteer Fire Department. And he had the worst rims. It was those double rims.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, they keep from trying to bust backboards. So, I mean, there's no give. Like, it's either going straight in or you're getting no roll. So, yeah, he had a tough that day. All right.
Well, that's good.
That's good. That is good.
I mean, it's a holiday. To be honest, we might just I might just stay here for the next hour and a half and hang out with him. How about that?
He might be. You got to make sure you're out on time for Dan Zangrilli. He's got a lot to talk about. 11:40 North Shore Tavern leadoff show. Bucks and Cardinals. 12:35. And you knew with the Cardinals, Paul, that they had a bad year last year. You just knew that they weren't going to be down for long, even though they don't have a ton of names. I mean, Goldschmidt and Arenado, but they don't have like, they've got this guy in the rotation, or they find it's that organization that just finds ways to win. And last year, for the first time in forever, they didn't. But here they are again in the last wild card spot. I mean, they just, and I'll say this for their fans of the ones that come to town, and maybe it's just because they've had so much success against the Pirates.
Yeah.
But they're the ones you don't mind. Like, there are some that come to town, Philly, that just drive you nuts. Like, they're just over the top.
And you know what? If you ever go to St. Louis, it's a great place to watch baseball. Hey, is City Limits in there? Tell them to come in here real quick.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What is he doing? No. I want City Limits. Unless we got to ask him his perspective on the. And I mean, we're able to do it stalling here.
Right. So. While we're waiting for that, let's do fan weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 86 today, 65% chance of rain. Good chance it will miss the ball game. And then tomorrow, high of 87, a chance of some storms.
So you'll be at the game
afternoon.
Today?
I will be. And then the weekend looks great. Here he is.
I'll be at the game as well.
Look at that USA hat.
Hello, Jeff. Hello, Paul.
Hey, so we got Callis's perspective on the hot dog eating contest. How did you fare in this event?
Well, going into it, I know that the over-under for me was set at 2.5, which seemed like a pretty low number, especially thinking that we were going to get like regular size hot dogs, not the ginormous hot dogs that we got. So Mueller pretty much equated it to eating double, like whatever number you ate, double that number. I ate 3, which is the equivalent of about 6, and I hit the over. So I feel pretty good about myself.
Did at any point during that contest you think, damn, these are pretty good? Like,
they were good hot dogs.
Right.
They were very good.
I just want to enjoy these hot dogs instead of trying to shove them down my throat.
Well, I knew that I did not have a very good shot to win it just because I don't eat a lot of food naturally. Like, I get stuffed pretty easily. So I knew that as long as I hit my personal goal of hitting that 2.5 over, which seemed pretty disrespectful from the start, then I'd come out a winner, and Pony and Mueller graded me an A-, so I'll take it.
So the funny thing is, and I was talking to this with Jeff and Callis, is I did not hear the contest. I was in, you know, I had gotten out of my car, and at like about 3:20, I got back into my car in time for whoever was Borges, was Nelly doing the producing?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, to hear him do his update, and he says, T-Bird wins the hot dog eating contest. To which I said, who the hell is T-Bird? I didn't even know who he was.
Well, Paul, you would have met him at the 5-Alarm Marathon. He was producing overnight when Callis and I did that show. Right. So T-Bird was the producer.
They said, they described him. He's the guy with the glasses.
Right.
Right. He's newer.
He's a newer guy.
Right. Newer guy. So I didn't even know he was a part of it. You know, that's the other thing. Callis was giving me a hard time. I heard him on the morning show yesterday giving me a hard time because I picked Nelly to win it.
He didn't even participate.
Right, but
that's why it's funny.
Well, I thought at the time that
He gave me the list.
Oh, it's Austin's fault.
It is my fault. He gave me, I said, who is in this thing? And he said, Nelly. And I said, which Nelly? Because, you know, Joe has two Nellies. And he said, both. Both of them, right? And, you know, you and Seth.
Davis.
Did we get the right AKA Seth? Were both of them on there?
I think there's only one Seth.
No,
Sean. Don't call me Seth.
Yeah.
They were both in.
Seth. I said, you know what? I'm going to go with a dark horse candidate here. That would be Nelly. And then
Nelly was a late scratch.
And then he was a late scratch, and you blew me up on the morning show there.
I thought it was funny. Now, if you would have picked a dark horse in T-Birds, you probably could have bet 10 and won 500 for that.
Hey, I didn't even know who he was.
He was a late addition to the party. In the competition.
Me, I didn't know who he was, and Jeff, would you ever participate in a hot dog eating?
Not at this point in life. Like, back in high school, when you could eat everything, and your metabolism is going, like, now, no.
Do you think you could eat, did you see the hot dogs?
Yeah.
Do you think you could
I
eat
actually
three
got
of them?
Hungry looking at them, like, damn, these look good.
They were very good.
Would you be able to eat three of them?
I think I'd be able to eat three. No more. And I'm not going to do the wet the bun.
No.
People were.
And I'm going to ask
was.
Yeah, I'm going to ask for some condiments. Like, I'm going to enjoy these things.
Dom DiTomaso was asking before it started. He asked Pony Muller, he's like, can I put the condiments on beforehand? A little ketchup.
Wait, how did he do?
So, by the way.
He won.
Dom didn't win.
Dom ate one hot dog.
I thought you said how many.
And it took him about 9 minutes to eat one hot dog.
After he ate, he decided to practice and ate a bunch the night before.
That was his problem. Like, why would you do that? Try to train yourself. Aren't you supposed to fast before the contest?
And by the way, Austin,
you need a balance. And I kind of fasted. It didn't work out for me. So you need a balance. You need to eat enough. You need to fill your stomach
enough to expand it.
Yeah, Tom prepared elegantly. It was great.
Well, I think
you missed what Callis said was his secret, and he did finish in second place. As he described it, he held his wiener in one hand and then had the bun in the other.
Right.
Well, those congratulations on all your success, Callis. Whatever floats your boat, buddy.
Well, I mean,
whatever tickles your fancy.
I'm just saying, I don't think I could eat three of those things.
No.
Those hot dogs?
I used to be a legendary eater, but I can't do it anymore.
Once I got to the end of the third, I was like, this is it.
Man, there's a car that just flew into this parking lot. I'm guessing it's Starkey.
Where did it go?
So much so it caught my attention flying. It was I won't say what kind of car it is because, you know, you never know. Is it true, by the way, Austin, I heard today from Cal, there are like miles per hour pitch limits in wiffle ball?
Yeah, there are. It depends on what league you're in. Our league doesn't have one.
So how do you know?
Some places have a radar gun where it'll set up.
I'm not kidding.
I don't know the name of it, but they'll set up like a radar behind the strike zone, a little bit to the right or left of it, right by the pitch back, and it'll automatically tell you how fast the pitch is. And some people will give a pitch violation or a pitch warning. I don't know because we haven't had to deal with it yet because we haven't played in a game or a tournament or a league where it's affected something like us. But I know that other leagues do have it in effect.
So we had a thing, like we played our church league, we played modified fast pitch. So you couldn't wind up. Your arm couldn't go over your shoulder.
Yeah.
It was basically it. But, you know, however much power you could get from that. But radar gun.
We have guys that legitimately probably throw 85 from 40 feet.
Really?
I'm not kidding. Like, in terms of the distance, like, if it was 60 feet, it'd be probably 75, 70.
They throw 80 miles an hour with a wiffle ball?
That's what we're seeing, yeah. Well, we use different wiffle. We don't use the wiffle balls with holes on just one side. We use basically baseball training balls. They're called Strike 3 balls, and they have holes on either side. It's a firm plastic. Yeah, it's basically baseball with plastic equipment in our league, at least, which is different.
Sorry, a bucket hat just walked in.
We're on the air. Hey, have a seat, Joe. We're on the air. Have a seat.
We're on the air.
Yeah. I dumped him. Was that the right thing to do?
Yes, that was the right thing.
Hey, Joe. Hello, Joe.
Joe comes running in. He's yelling. He's got a bucket hat. He's screaming and yelling.
Good job, Harry.
Kicking things. Telling everything.
Happy 4th of July to you, Joe.
Joe, come on, have a seat before we get out of here.
Wow, and before you get fired. Come on in.
We had your back. We had your back, Harry. I mean,
unbelievable.
What?
I call City Limits.
He called me 4 times in the last 2 minutes.
Right
on
the
voicemail.
If you can buy me a minute, the unspoken part is nobody will know that I'm running. It'll seem normal, right?
Right.
So then Harry gets on the air and says,
"Yeah, hey, he's running late."
So Starkey's running late, so that's why I came in and cursed Harry. Did we dump it?
Harry did. You know the biggest thing, Joe, as you always say, if you're right on time, you're not late. So you know what I mean? Like our show starts at 10:04.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, our show starts
at 10:04.
It starts at 10:04. And the reason
so you're getting a lecture about time from Zeiss.
No. I'm saying he was on time by me. You know, I'm saying
he's
Harry,
on Zeiss time.
Harry over here. Right? Because he doesn't run the morning show correctly, and he lets them just run over the clock all the time. You know what I mean? They sign off at 56, and then he's got like 15 minutes of commercials that he didn't get in that he was supposed to get in during the show. Then he jams them all in at the end.
Paul, can you tell a story about
how Harry outed me?
He's back there laughing about it.
Yes. The truth of the matter
he knows.
Wait. Yeah, he knows.
Talk about your time doing the night shift before with the PM team. They treated you very well, didn't they?
The PM team. Right.
The PM team doesn't get out until 6 o'clock.
Every single day, Jeff, Pony's in there breathing fire down his neck that we get out on time so they can start their show on time. So yesterday, I finally had enough, right? They did that yesterday. And then Pony comes in like, you know, Eddie Haskell from Leave It to Beaver. What? Me? What? What are you talking about? And I said, I think it's hilarious that you are here giving us a hard time for going 30 seconds long, considering most damn nights I would get on at 6:19 because you guys wouldn't get out till 6:04, and then you had 15 minutes of commercials that you had to catch up from. So don't ever lecture us if we go 30 seconds too long.
Harry's losing it.
Yes. That's what happened there. Joe,
you can't stop laughing.
The truth of the matter is, or was, that I was on a golf course with Mulsey.
Yes.
And I had a chance at in the 80s. So
did you get it?
Yeah, I got an 88.
There you go.
That moon.
Very nice.
So I didn't
Jeff.
Want to. I didn't want to.
This is a warm up for
the Moon Open
for Colony's Balls. Klein Jim's Balls, isn't it?
When is that?
That's this weekend, isn't it? I'm going to be away.
Klein Jim.
I will say this though, Josh Roundtree. Speaking of that, was amazing during that call yesterday. The Wiener Whisperer. He called. Who won the thing?
T-Bird. The dark horse.
I'll tell you this. Are we still going here?
Yeah,
we're still on the air. Still watch language.
Am I fired or?
No, we're good.
Roundtree was unbelievable. Here's a little known story. And the post-game interviews from the Wiener Roast yesterday were amazing from the hot dog eating contest. I left here and saw T-Bird coming in. I was the first person who encountered the eventual winner. I think he was baked, but I won't. I won't definitely say that.
So he was on PEDs from hot dog standards
for testing. I don't know, but he also said he ate chia seeds.
Yes,
what's that
to expand his stomach? I don't know what they are.
He said that publicly in the post game interview.
Did he?
He did.
He said I read a piece on competitive eating, and that's how you expand your stomach.
Chia seeds?
Chia seeds and a bunch of water or apple juice, something like that. And he seemed very calm, like he knew he was going to win.
Well, Chia, so were you the person that gave him the nickname T-Bird, or
yes.
Is that his actual nickname?
No, that's, I gave him that, T-Bird.
Okay. Because like I said, that's what I said to Jeff. I said, Jeff, we were talking earlier, I said, working with you, it took me about a month and a half to figure out who the hell everybody is. You know what I'm saying? Because you got a nickname for everybody.
I still don't think Ron knew my name until the last week of the show.
I still don't think he does.
He just walked by and I go, hi, Ron. You go, all right now. Good to see you. And that was it.
Yes.
No name, no anything.
Look, was that your phone?
No, it's my wife. She doesn't know that I'm...
Well, on that note, we have some spots we have to play before you can start.
We
got Harry again, once again, letting the host run all over him.
Run amok.
And not play all the spots he's supposed to play, so you've got some time to call your wife back right
Paul,
now.
Paul, you're one of those hosts then, though, so.
What?
That's running all over me.
Well, maybe, but I you know, my point is it happens to you every day.
So, Nicholas, it's you and me tomorrow morning. Paul... Then after,
I'm at 10
I don't
tomorrow,
know what the PM team is.
I want you to have the spots set so that I start at 10:04.
10:04?
That's when I start every day.
Aye, aye, Captain. You right. Got it.
How come that screen doesn't have all of us separate there? Is that the way because it's a holiday? What's happening here?
No, it's the wide shot because we only have three cameras for three microphones. So that's so you.
Harry. You know what's great, Harry? We still don't have Austin in the shot here.
I didn't set up the cameras. I just cut to the right one. Yeah, so you can see his hand. There it is.
Can you give us the three shot just real quick, just for Joe's sake? Can you do that real quick before
for
we get
people
out of here?
Watching on 93.7 the fans?
Yes.
Harry, are you down?
There we go.
Very nice.
There he is. You can see his hat.
Harry, are you okay today? You sounded down in the post game. You were a heavy favorite, and. It just seemed like you wilted late. I heard you talking about your strategy. It sounded like an Olympic runner who got out too fast and didn't have a finishing kick. Am I right about that? And how are you today?
You're right about that. I downed about 4.5 minutes, and that hurt. I went to the bathroom aggressively this morning, and it wasn't fun. So that's all you need to know about my morning, yeah.
All right. On that note.
Jeff, thank you, and I'm sorry I kept you this morning.
No problem.
Starkey, you understand. Show. You understand as well as anyone.
Golf is, you know, I've always told you this even during the week when we were on the show together.
Yeah.
You have a round going and you're going to be a few minutes late, I'll start the show and you get here when you get here.
Hey, Paul, real quick, it was a horrible round. Taking direction of things, we got to go. It's time to get out.
Bye.
We're out.
Thank you.
Joe's next.
Thank you.
Bye, Nick.
Thanks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL Limited Rear Wheel Drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE Long Range Rear Wheel Drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days, starting July 24th, and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Save up to 50% right now at our spectacular 4th of July sale. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online. No hidden fees and no pushy salespeople in your home. Choose from premium blinds, shades, shutters, and more. We even have outdoor shades for backyard summer get-togethers. Do the measure and install yourself, or let Blinds.com handle it for you. No matter how many window coverings you order, installation is one low cost. Plus, our design experts are always ready to help you make the perfect selection with a free consultation. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you'll rest easy with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com's spectacular 4th of July sale now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.